Welcome to Becoming Iconic, a global multimedia and mentorship brand that will lift you into having the most exceptional lifestyle and business. I am your host, Jen Spiegel, and as a mom of four, a seven-figure high-performance mentor, editor of a magazine, and the host of this top podcast, I have a lot to share with you. This podcast has been created to talk about all of those things that will support you in both your life, business, as well as leadership. I believe in having a life and business that gives you ultimate fulfillment, and this gets to be your reality. That's why most conversations here will shift many of the paradigms that you've likely been participating in. Be ready to be stretched in both your thinking and in your doing. You will hear advice and wisdom from my 16 plus years of experience building businesses globally alongside of raising a family, and you'll also hear from many other industry moguls. Don't forget to follow on your favorite social media platform. It's simply Becoming Iconic. And while you're there, check out the most recent edition of the Becoming Iconic magazine. I just want you to know something. You're in the right place, and I want to thank you for being here. Well, today's podcast is with someone who I have been swooning over for the longest time. Susan Padrone is here, who is an intuitive personal stylist. So if you know anything about me, you know we were fast friends as soon as I knew she loved fashion and loved supporting people through their style. And she really does support her clients and her community to build and uncover their authentic self, but not just through clothes. And I think that's what has really turned me on to Susan is, you know, she really talks about how to empower yourself, how to reveal yourself, and how to really step into your personal power. And that is something that's really important to me. And style and confidence is such an imperative part of building a business, specifically online, because we're on camera, we're taking pictures. We are being seen more than ever. So I was really excited not only to have Susan as the featured entrepreneur in the April magazine, but to also have her on this podcast to extend that conversation, because I really do feel there are a lot of women out there. And to quote Susan, 400 hours are spent a year shopping. 400 hours. When you said that, I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm even more than that. But so women are looking, women are wanting to discover style. But I also know there's a lot of women that could use some advice and tips and tricks. So that's what we're going to do today. Susan, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. I truly appreciate it. I've been a fan of yours as well. So it's just makes my heart feel so good to hear you say that that's mutual. So thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. And I'm grateful that we are in partnership and working together, because I really do believe in what you are offering the world, and specifically those in listening to this, the entrepreneurs who are actually being demanded and commanded to be seen more than ever. I think that is a really big ask for some people, and having someone like yourself that they could tap into to support them in their confidence and the way they present themselves is so important. So I wanted to start with something, because this is one of the things I love about you, is rather than telling people what to do, you often tell people what it's not. And so I love how you talk about what style isn't. And so I was hoping you could walk us through what those tips are of what personal style is not.
Absolutely. So I think for a lot of people, especially in this age of social media, we get so caught up in what style is and, you know, if we're stylish, if we're not. And so many of us feel like you either have it or you don't. And that's just not true. Style is something that is so much deeper than just the clothes that you put on your body. It's an expression of who you are as a unique individual. And you have to take that time to be able to go deeper and to know who you are and learn about yourself at your core in order to show up fully as yourself. And I think a lot of us are able to connect with that and resonate with that from, you know, a place of being an entrepreneur, because we're used to working with coaches and experts that teach us about our business in that sense. And sometimes that connection back to personal style doesn't happen. But truly, it's when you're not showing up fully as yourself. It's because you don't have all of those pieces there, you know, the emotional side as well as what's happening on your outside. And once you're ready to do all of that and go deep and bring it all out, like that's when you can really have that connection of matching yourself on your insides to your outsides, which I've heard that from so many people that they're like, I just don't know how to do it. And I'm like, well, of course you don't, because nobody told you how to do it. Nobody taught you how to make that connection or give yourself the permission to do it on your own.
Hmm. So how do they start? Where do they start? Because I think you've just called in some women who are saying to themselves, yes, I have the business, I have the strategy, I have the plan, but it's not reflecting in the visuals. It's not reflecting in how I'm showing up. So where does she start?
She starts by asking herself the very not so simple question of who am I? And truly, that's a question that I really love for my clients to be able to answer comfortably. And it's really interesting because I think a lot of us, especially as women, we have the tendency to start with the roles that we play in our lives and we identify with those roles. And yes, of course, that is part of who you are, but then you have to go deeper. You have to go to that next level of really asking and being comfortable saying, who am I? And then figuring out what clothes that you currently have that really support that part of who you are. You know, if you say like, yeah, I'm sassy, but I'm also luxurious. Like I love to just, you know, show up and have fun. You need to make sure that the clothes that you're putting on your body reflect that about you. You know, that means that right. If you have this joy, if something in luxury really lights you up, then you need to make sure that the fabrics that you're gravitating towards make you feel that way, or that you're taking the time to treat yourself to that kind of luxurious experience that just takes it to that next level. You know, it's about making yourself that priority, which I think is another big piece of all of this, that you know, you need to make that step and say, yes, I am worthy of this. I deserve this. And here we go. And sometimes that feels really uncomfortable because you have to say, you can't focus on somebody else for once, which I know a lot of my clients struggle with. They're always like they're comfortable. Their safe space is when they are taking care of other people, whether it's their families, their clients, their business, you know, their pets. They are more than happy to just take care of everyone else. And when it comes back to them, like, oh, this feels a little icky for a minute. But when you sit with that ick and you really just allow yourself to just trudge through it, that's when you really get to shine. And you get to just be who you've always wanted to be. And it's a beautiful growth experience. So I know that was a very long-winded explanation for, you know, how does somebody start? But it really is about going in and diving deep, figuring out who you are, what you want, and then allowing all of that to come forward and to come out. So it's just shining and radiating on the outside instead of being stuck inside.
Amen. And what's coming up for me too, and you made a good point, is, you know, as women specifically, I'm talking to the women listening in, which is primarily the audience. I know for myself included, you know, if I'm going shopping for myself, it's so easy to find myself in the kids section and to buy new things for my children because that feels less selfish. And I use like air quotes to buy things for them and spend the money on them than it does myself. And I really had to coach myself. I remember a few years ago, especially with little ones, they're so fun to shop for, that it wasn't time for them. This was time for me, and to take joy in looking through the racks and the playfulness attached to that. I think for a lot of women, we have lost that side, that childlike playfulness of ourselves. We are in the doing and we're not in the being. And I found fashion and clothing, one of the ways that really pulls it out of me, that playfulness again, because I do like a bit of edge, but I'm also like really drawn to classic looks, elegance and luxury. So it's fun to bring those two dualities and two worlds together through an artistic expression, which is my clothes. So I think what you're asking women to do as well is to get playful again and curious and have a childlike set of eyes when they walk into a store of like, how can I better express my personality and who I am? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And you are so spot on with that, because I think a lot of the limitations that we start to put on ourselves come from when we evolve out of our childhood, right? Like when we're starting to be in that like preteen, teenage phase in our lives, we start to care more what other people think. And we start to listen and seek out like, what are other people doing? How are people reacting to what I'm wearing? And instead of staying with that childlike confidence that I love, that like almost all little kids have, is, you know, in that sense where they're like, I'm going to wear this today and I love it. I wear it because it makes me happy. And then they just get to that age where then they start to like, you know, seek out what other people are thinking, what other people are doing. Mm-hmm. And they feel all of that pressure on them and they stop maintaining and holding on to that kind of confidence. So yeah, you're absolutely right. That's a lot of what I do with my clients, is getting them to channel that childlike confidence again, where they're like, I'm going to wear this because I feel great. I love it. End of story, like end of sentence, you know? And I often tell my clients too, you know, I help them choose clothes that I like, but at the end of the day, they have to be the ones that love it. And if they don't, my opinion means nothing. And I'm completely comfortable in admitting that, you know, it's their clothes. It's what they're putting on their body. And if it doesn't light them up, you know, if they don't love it, like they don't need me to pick out clothes that they don't love. Like they've been doing that just fine for themselves for, you know, 30, 40 plus years. So it is about just saying yes, and having that level of excitement and comfort and play all intertwined when you're getting dressed. And I'm sure there are plenty of listeners right now that are like kind of feeling that tension and almost like cringing at the thought of like shopping and getting dressed can be playful and exciting. Like, oh, like how? I don't know. I don't believe it, but it's true. I mean, my clients and I, we just have a blast together. Like we do a lot of hard work. Like, don't get me wrong. There's a lot that comes to the surface that we work through, but I would say the majority of it is that play and that fun.
Such a beautiful way of having a woman look inward what you're doing, because what they think is, I'm just adding things to my closet. What they don't probably realize when they come into your world is, I'm actually discovering myself and what makes me happy and joyful. And I love the fact that we're looking inward in order to express it outward. I think that's genius, because one of the things, and I'm sure you can attest to this, that I think was such a disservice to entrepreneurs, but specifically those who work from home, was this whole pajama on bottom, professional on top. It is maybe not for you, but it is definitely a pet peeve for me. I find that some of the worst advice that was ever given, because which one is it? Are we lounging on the couch, watching Netflix and hanging out and, you know, resting? Or are we showing up as our best selves and serving and building a business? And if you have both energies on your body, I'm sure it's conflicting. It's like, which one are we today? And I know I'm a different person when I step out of my Lululemons and step into like a nice pair of jeans or a nice pair of pants with a comfortable top. It doesn't have to be where I'm fully dressed like I'm going out to a gathering, but there is a significant difference in my energy when I am dressed for success versus dressed to go to the gym.
100%. I completely agree with you. And, you know, I am saying this now. I mean, I have slippers on, so I will like preface what I'm saying with all of that, because I just don't wear shoes in my house, but slippers I live in. However, the rest of me is fully dressed, and for the exact reasons that you were sharing, Jen, because I mean, you're completely right. You cannot be in that same kind of like energy, that high level vibration, when you're having this style conflict occurring on your body, right? Where it's like, ooh, business on top, like, and pajamas on the bottom. It's just, it's not the same, you know? And you can have comfortable clothes, wear comfortable pants that feel like pajamas. Like, that is a possibility, but right, still feel elevated and still be in that vibration that is calling in all of your higher power, all of your highest good for yourself and the people that you're communicating with via Zoom or whatever kind of audio platform that you're dealing with. But yeah, to be in your workout clothes or to be in your basically like pajamas or loungewear, it's just, it's not serving you or the people that you're communicating with at all. It's just keeping you in that kind of blah, like, you know, blah, vibration, which we just, nobody wants that.
No, no. And I, one of my intentions daily is to be Oprah ready. So how I spark myself, especially if I'm in that like low vibe energy where I'm just like, oh, you know, I could just stay in bed all day or curl up on the couch. You know, I always ask myself, is that what the future version of myself would do today? And sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes it is to stay in my loungewear and, you know, rest for a day. So there's nothing wrong with that. But most days I'm here to grow and build something. And so I've always said to myself, I want to be Oprah ready, meaning that if Oprah were to arrive right now at my front door, I wouldn't go, oh my goodness, you know, I'm in my pajamas or my house is a disaster. I would be able to open the door and be like, I have been waiting for you to arrive, Oprah, come on in. Or maybe for someone, they're not sparked by Oprah, but if your ideal client, like that dream client, were to knock on your door right now or say, could you jump on a Zoom call? I want to hire you. Are you ready to take that call? Are you ready for that meeting? And I love that you are supporting entrepreneurs in this because they forget how much this matters. You wouldn't go to a job and wear pajamas on top and business or pajamas on bottom, business on top. That wouldn't be allowed. Mm-hmm. And I think entrepreneurship, we look at the freedoms of that and sometimes get a little cloudy in our judgments of what the freedoms actually are. We are still building businesses here. We are the CEOs of our businesses. So we need to present ourselves as such.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think that the reason why a lot of people tend to gravitate towards loungewear and still feel like they're in that professional space is because their ideal of what professional attire looks like is very limited. And they think, okay, well, if I'm stepping into that professional version of myself, then that means that I have to put on like a specific suit or I have to put on like a button-down shirt or, you know, they limit themselves and they kind of put themselves in this little like cubby, like a professional cubby. And it just, it's not what it has to look like. Like you can still be a professional and have this beautiful expression of yourself. And that's where, you know, the work that I do comes in so strongly. It's, you know, in teaching people that, you know, how they can feel professional while still feeling like themselves or getting dressed beyond loungewear and still feel like a true representation of themselves. So it's all of those like limiting beliefs, whether it's from an emotional perspective or just from a very literal perspective of their style choices or their clothing choices, that can really keep them playing small and keep them in that loungewear energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what's surprising to me and shocking to me, because I just cannot fathom not loving shopping. Like it is my go-to. If I want to relax, I am, you know, opening up my apps and looking at latest trends and looking at what's come in. And I love shopping. It is my outlet. And I love the artistic expression of fashion. Like I went to school for it. I love it. However, I talk to people and they're like, I and they use the H word, I hate mm-hmm. it. They're like, I hate shopping. It makes me like literally want to have anxiety. I don't enjoy it. And I'm looking and my mouth drops because I'm like, what? You don't love this? But I have really learned to realize there's more women out there who don't enjoy this experience than do. And so I want to reiterate your service because they don't need to stay in this sort of victim mentality, because it slightly is. I'm probably calling some people out. They may not like that. It may be agitating, but it is. It's like a way of playing small, a way of staying in our excuses. We have people like Susan here who can take you by the hand and guide you. And maybe it's never something that you love, but maybe it actually moves the needle to enjoyment. And one of the things that I think I would love for you to share is the tips that you offer. You talked about balance points, which was so, like, I was just so enthralled with this idea of balance points because as a woman who is, you know, larger chested, that's one of the things I can feel a little bit insecure or sensitive around. And I loved how you pointed out balance points, because for me, I thought maybe that's part of balancing my upper half. Could you share with the people listening in, like, just this trick that they could apply immediately to sort of give themselves some aspiration or inspiration to go forward?
Absolutely. I love balance points. When I was, you know, studying, taking courses through FIT, when they shared that tip, my mind was blown. And then it just became something that I naturally integrated for my clients. And it was funny because I think I forgot how much of a mind-blowing tip this was until I came up with a client. She's like, you have to share that. Like, that has to be on social media. People need to know about this. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. So balance points. There are a few different types. And the first one, you know, it's definitely easier to see on video, but I'll do my best to describe it, you know, from just from the listeners. But what you do is you start by putting one hand on the top of your head and you leave it there. And then you put your other hand, I say another, like you have more than two hands, your other hand on your chin. And then you slowly move both away from your face at the same time. So it's like you're taking a measurement. And then you bring the hand that was on top of your head down to your chin while also moving your chin hand down to it should hit about like somewhere mid chest range. And the hand that is on your chest, so your chin hand that got brought down to your chest, that is where your first balance point is. So again, you start with one hand on top of your head, one hand on your chin, bring them both down. Then the lower hand, the hand that was on your chin, hits about like mid chest, you know, somewhere like usually around your sternum kind of area. And that is where you should have some kind of visual placement, whether it's a detail that happens on your shirt, you know, or the pattern changes or the color changes. It can also be where the part of your neckline stops. So if you're wearing like a scoop neck or a V-neck top, if it hits that point, then you know you're done. If you're wearing a top that's a little bit of a higher neckline, then that's where you'll want to look for either adding a necklace, you know, something that stops at that point, or, you know, the pattern on the shirt, things along those lines. So that's balance point number one. The other balance point is you're looking at the shape of the lower part of your face. So you look at your jaw, really, like from, you know, where your face connects to your ears, the shape of your jaw, and looking at if it's rounded, if it's a little bit more pointed, you know, seeing how it comes down to your chin. And then you can also wear a neckline of your shirt that kind of mirrors that shape. Like my face is a little bit more on the rounder side, especially my jaw. So the top that I'm wearing, it's a little bit of a higher neckline, but it's wider than just a crew neck. And what that does is it mirrors the width of my face, the shape of my jaw to my neckline, and my look feels more balanced. Could I add a longer necklace too to hit that first balance point that we talked about? Like, absolutely I could. But I'm more of an earrings girl these days. So I was like, I'm going to rock an earring and just let my my top do its thing. So it's like really subtle tricks like that, especially when you're on camera, when you're on Zoom, where it's just the top half of your body, that can really just add this level of sophistication and thought and nuance to your outfit, to the top half of you, that, you know, the person that you're chatting with might not be able to fully pick up on it. They might not really know like what it is that you're like, but just going to think, or they're going to say like, you look so put together. Like you always look so good. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be like, I know. No, you're also going to say thank you, because it's important to, you know, accept a compliment as well as say thank you. But that's just, yeah, the balance points are just wonderful that way.
Mm-hmm. I love those tips. I didn't realize the shape of your face you could, mm-hmm. you know, sort of duplicate with the shape of your neckline. What a great tip. Mm-hmm. See, friends, this is the thing. I think sometimes, well, I know all the time, knowledge is power. And when we know these little things that can support us as we start to look at what speaks to, you know, our inspiration in terms of a top or a bottom, these are things that can help us make a better, more educated decision of like, this feels right. And it also, I think, is going to look really nice. And that is such a confidence booster. It really, really is. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people listening in, and I actually get a ton. Like, this is probably one of the most asked questions I get when it comes to branding. It's so interesting, but it isn't, and it is because I know who I am and what I represent. So I attract it. But a lot of people say to me, Jen, I have a branding photo shoot and I love how you look in your photos. I have no idea what to do. I haven't booked one for myself, or I am procrastinating from booking a photo shoot because I am so out of touch with what to wear or how to represent myself and my brand. What would someone do? What are your tips for someone when going for a branding photo shoot for their business?
Yeah. So I hear that often as well, you know, and I see it too, right? Because with both of us being in this entrepreneurial space, you know, you see everybody gets their branding shoots done, and some of them are better than others. And honestly, what makes the difference is when people are able to connect who they are, what their brand is about, to what they're wearing. And obviously the location and the different props and things they bring in too. But it's really about making that connection. Because when you just say like, oh, I don't know what to wear, my brand colors are, you know, what they are, and then you just kind of show up in some of your favorite outfits, there's a disconnect, and people are not going to get that clear message that they're looking for. They're not going to be able to connect with you and say like, oh my gosh, she is someone I want to work with because I can tell that she is, and they'll list out adjectives that they're able to pull just from the energy of what you're wearing and how you're showing up for your photo shoot. And what that looks like is making sure that you know what you want people to say about you when they are looking at your brand, when they're on your website, when they're checking out your social media. What do you want people to say about your brand? And if your clothes don't reflect that, or if you're unsure if your clothes reflect that or if they don't, then you really need to, you know, either work with someone like me or just to do that deeper dive to figure it out. And from a more practical perspective too, just from an easy place to start, is when you're looking at your brand colors, you know, if you're not even sure what colors to go to, and you're like, you know what, I'm just going to go neutral. That's fine. Like, if your branding is neutral, if there's something about that kind of clean, crisp aesthetic that a neutral color palette provides, and that's you, then by all means, go for it. But I would say the majority of branding is not. Like, sometimes you're going for these bolder colors with your brand, but then you're afraid to embrace that with your own clothing. That's where that disconnect that we're talking about is going to happen. So you need to embrace those, that boldness, that excitement that is showing up in your branding, because otherwise they're going to be like, I like what she's about. And I like the copy that's on her website, but like, there's something off with her. And it's because you're afraid to show up. So what I would suggest is choosing, you know, a few of those colors from your branding that also feel like you, or choosing colors that complement your branding that are not just neutrals, if that's not your vibe, and embracing that, because that will help to just tell the full story of who you are, what your brand's about, and why people should work with you. Well, how you can attract those dream clients that, you know, you've been calling out to, and then somebody just arrives on your website and they're like, yes, there she is.
I love that, because what you're saying too is bringing it back to what you stand for is really helping and supporting people go back to their authentic self. And when you are in a confidence boosting outfit for your photo shoot, the energy and the vibrancy of someone really shows up through the camera versus, you know, wearing something that feels restrictive or maybe you're a little self-conscious in. That translates through the lens. And there is that feeling, like you can't necessarily put your finger on it, but you look at a picture and you're like, I feel like there's a little bit of a performative persona going on, or I'm not sure if this is really who she is. Like, I know exactly what you mean, but I believe a lot of times it's because we're trying to present ourselves the way we think we should versus what's real for us. And that leads me into the next question I think is really important, Susan, is this whole thing around luxury. So I feel like it's a marketing trend right now, and I definitely would fall in the category of that, but I have always been someone who loves luxury and beautiful things. And so I'm not excusing myself. I'm just saying that that is definitely a part of who I am. But I feel like a lot of people are either just doing that trend because they think they should, so that they can charge higher prices or maybe prove or validate their success. And the second one is some people aren't into it and are feeling like, I don't want to always have a designer bag on me in my pictures. So how do they show up as a professional without having to buy all these designer bags to have in the picture to build this experience of themselves? So it's kind of a twofold question. And I'd love to know your explanation or idea around that.
Sure. Yeah. I think that there is a lot of pressure to include these high-end luxury designer pieces into our branding when we're trying to communicate that that's the kind of caliber of experience that you are going to have when you work with, you know, when you work with me. But I think what a lot of people don't realize is when you take that step back and you look at clothes and brands just as clothes and brands, take the price tag away, like don't pay attention to it, just looking at them all for what they are, then you really will be able to get that sense of, okay, am I more a Chanel girl or am I a Gucci girl or am I into Fendi? Like, or maybe I'm really into Alexander McQueen. And if you know those brands, then you know that each one that I just listed all has a very different persona behind it, like a totally different vibe. So no, like you should not just be getting a Chanel bag because of its status that it alludes to. Like, I think Chanel's beautiful, but I am not a Chanel girl. And like, ugh, like it breaks my heart to say that, but if I'm being honest, like that I'm not, and that's okay. That's not my vibe. And that is something that's so important for all of us to really just look at things for what they are, first and foremost, and make sure that that connection to who you are, to what you like, is there, and that it's not just about a symbol of status. So, I mean, honestly, because of the clients that I serve, and I feel looking at some clients that have more of, you know, if they have a budget versus the clients that don't, those are the kinds of questions that I need to make sure that I'm asking myself too and holding myself accountable for. You know, like, is this piece still something that represents who this person is? Right. And it's not just about what it means just from a price tag perspective.
Yeah. And are you an Alexander McQueen girl?
I mean, I love like that little bit of edge, that like real, like that little bit of goth vibe. I really do appreciate Alexander McQueen, but I think Gucci will always have my heart. Yeah. I mean, when I go classic, I go Gucci. That's my vibe. What about you, Jen? What's your go-to?
Well, that's a really great question. And that's one of the things I can say that maybe can confuse me in my personal style is I get bored really easy and I don't know if I have a home base. I change so much. And that has not always been easy to navigate in style because I wish I had that like sort of pillar style that I was my go-to. I don't know if I have that. And so if you looked at my closet, which is behind me, you would be like, Jen, there is everything in here. But that's, I think, because part of my expression is putting on a leather skirt one day with a beautiful pair of heels and feeling sexy and maybe even a little seductive and like sassy. And then there's days where I love a good pair of denim with like a cozy sweater. There's so many different like alter egos to me. But I do, I'd have to say probably my favorite, if I had to choose a designer, it would be a pretty close tie between Gucci and, it's hard to choose. Probably YSL and Chanel, those three would kind of be, but I'm a huge Victoria Beckham fan. Like she's probably my style icon. And so I love her classic looks. I love how she presents herself. She would be my go-to person. But yeah, I feel like I go all over the place, which I think is maybe an important point to have said in this podcast, because maybe there are people like me who are like, I don't have that like look I always gravitate towards. I'm always changing. And maybe that was the permission to realize you can always change, right? I mean, I'm sure you would attest to that.
Absolutely. And I think 100% about just giving yourself the permission to change and evolve, I think is the biggest gift, one of the biggest gifts that we can give to ourselves. And taking the time to reevaluate what we have in our closets and say like, okay, does this still represent the person that I am now? Or is this part of my past that is continuing to support me in this journey? Or is it something that it's time for me to release it? And I think too, even just hearing you talk about your style, and I'm sure that you definitely see that there are a lot of different personas. I'm sure because you're so just naturally chic and have this like, you know, strong foundation in fashion, I think that there probably are a lot of dots that are connected within your style, even though, you know, you have your denim days versus like your leather days and all of that. I would say it's probably, I think classic is definitely the biggest category that kind of takes over in your closet, but with that like real undertone of sexy and timeless, I think it's with something that always just exudes strength and power in femininity as well. That's really like what I'm pulling from what I've seen of your beautiful outfits and also just, you know, intuitively, like that's what's coming through for me.
Yeah, you nailed it. And if I am that and that's how I present myself, I am really happy about that because that would definitely be my intention. So here's the thing. I want to talk real to the listeners right now.
Yeah.
We will invest in business coaching. And I firmly believe in that type of investment. I really genuinely do. And yes, I'm a business coach, but I stand for the coaching industry for that. I think there's something so spectacular about having somebody's strategy and expertise to pull from and to build a legacy from. The other thing is we have to remember there's still our health, there's still relationships, and there is still how we present ourselves. And I call that like personal leadership. And I want to prompt and sort of poke the people listening today to recognize that these investments all add up to the legacy you want to build. So to invest strictly in a business mentor and never pay attention to your style is a disservice to the growth and the abundance that you are desiring. And so I want to really encourage all of you listening to go, first of all, just go follow Susan to be able to start to bring those tips and tricks into your world, into your closet, into how you present yourself, but also to consider something like this. If you're listening and going, this is not even a subject that interests me, why? Why not? Why don't you feel interested in what you're putting on and how you are getting dressed in the morning? There's something there. There's something to discover and unravel. And I firmly believe Susan is your person to do that. I really do. And I'd love to really advocate for that, that the people listening in realize that a brand in your marketing supersedes just colors and a logo. As a matter of fact, that's probably the background that, you know, that it holds it up. But what really builds a brand is your personality, the presentation of who you are, the consistency in that, and your willingness to go before you're ready. So Susan, I'm really encouraging them all to come over and follow because I love watching you and your reels and all the things you do. Where could the audience find you?
Yeah, I mean, my website is definitely one of the best places to start because that's where I have my blog, which, you know, I'm always sharing about, like, you know, my deeper insights into style and beyond. That's also where you can purchase my book and my workbook, where if you're starting the process of really discovering your style and the idea of working with me or someone like me feels overwhelming, or if you just like to do things yourself, I would highly recommend my workbook because it's perfect for getting you going. And then I'm also really active on Instagram as well. I would love that if this episode really resonates with you to send me a message. Like, it's me in my DMs. And I love chatting with people, especially after they've, you know, listened to a podcast that I've been on, just so we can dive deeper into anything, any questions that you have. Reach out. It's me. So I'm happy to do it.
I love that it's you. It's me too in my DMs. I think that's such an integral thing. So thank you for that. And also Susan is in the feature in the April magazine. We will have all of these things in the show notes below. But friends, lady friends, it is time for you to flourish. It is time for you to be seen. It is time for you to step into confidence. It is time for you to stop hiding behind the camera and instead present in front of the camera and really start to build the experience of you because the world wants that. The world wants you. And Susan's here to advocate for that. So thank you so much for being on the show. I loved this conversation. I appreciate you.
Me too. I appreciate you too, Jen. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Your time and presence means the world to me. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so more people can learn about becoming iconic, that would be such an act of generosity. And please go download and read the newest version of the Becoming Iconic magazine available at becomingiconic.co. Now let's go make it a great day.